Well, good morning and welcome to the WJBM Local Spotlight Show, where this morning I have with me Beth McGlasson with the Jersey County Historical Society. Welcome, Beth.
Thank you.
Well, Beth, always love chatting with you because you always have a lot of fun stuff to talk about, and you are like the history buff around here.
It always makes me nervous when someone says that.
They do.
There's lots of history buffs.
Yeah, there is.
Stan Sinclair, Lois Locke, Conor Ashlock.
Oh,
I mean, they're just some fabulous.
Yeah, but you're kind of my history buff. Now, I know you've got one thing that we want to mention is you just put together, and it already got sold out before we even got here, is the Underground Railroad Bus Tour.
Yes, it is something that I have wanted to do for quite some time because I'm very fascinated by the Black history in Jersey County. And I'll tell you the truth, I wasn't sure how it would go over, but we ran the article in the newspaper and it sold out in 5 days.
Wow. You know, if we'd come out with that right off the bat on WJBM, I bet we'd have sold out in 2 days.
Probably. So we've added a second one. If we can fill a bus a second time, we will have a second tour on April 3rd. It's a Wednesday, 12:30 to 3:30 in the afternoon. So the bus will leave the Historical Society at 12:30. We'll go to Rocky Fork Church, Otterville Primary School. We'll go see a couple of stops on the Underground Railroad, and it will stop back at the Cheney House, where we'll go down in the basement and see an actual stop on the Underground Railroad.
Yes, and you've done a lot of things lately, maybe for a long time, you know, but I've noticed lately with the Cheney House and a lot of things going on there. I mean, just you guys just keep adding to it and just keep building and building. There's so much history
there
here in Jersey County.
And we are so very lucky to have the complex that we have with all the historic buildings. You know, everybody's pretty familiar, I believe, with the Cheney House just because it is such a landmark. I'm always amazed by people's reaction when I say, do you realize this house is older than Jersey County and Jerseyville both? So we're so lucky to have that as the cornerstone of our complex. But then we have the Lone Star one-room school that was out in the county and brought in, the One Star Union Force Church that was out in the county and brought into our complex, the museum, and then the three log cabins.
When you bring them in, did they leave them and bring them in, or did they take them apart and bring them in?
I was not there when they brought the Lone Star School in, so I did not witness that. But when they brought the Union Force Church in, I did get to witness that, and I thought, holy moly, someone has given us a trailer that's been through a tornado. Oh, it was the most horrible looking thing. They had to take off part of the walls, the entire roof of the building, bring it in, and then rebuild it on our grounds. It was pretty amazing.
Well, that is crazy.
Yeah.
I would like to see that. Question. I want you to tell one story for me. Well, I just want you to explain something, because I never realized this until you were telling me about it. You know, now Illinois was a free state in the Civil War. Yes. But you tell me about Jerseyville, Jersey County, how they felt about slavery back in those days.
Well, Southern Illinois was originally filled by people who immigrated upward from Kentucky, Carolinas, Tennessee. So these were Southern people who could literally walk northward, and they did. And so they settled in Illinois. And so the earliest settlers had Southern roots. And so slavery had been a part of their life throughout their life. And so they never gave it a second thought. It was very natural to them.
But we didn't have slaves in Illinois at that time, did we?
Or did we? We did.
Oh, did we? Okay.
We did. Now you're trying to give away part of my Underground Railroad tour here, but
here's what I want to know. I want to tell about how it was kind of split.
It was very split, because then we, a little bit later, we started having immigrants come in from the Northeast. And of course, these were largely abolitionists. again, a part of the country that had never had slaves. So mm-hmm. this idea was foreign to them, the idea of, oh, you can actually own another human being. Whereas the Southern was like, well, no, this is more like livestock. I mean, they truly considered it just a property that they own. So the county was very split.
Yes.
And one of my largest, my badge of shame is that Jersey County never elected Abraham Lincoln president. I very seldom share that because I think it's horrible. But
but we did.
We elected Douglas.
But we did have the first integrated school in the United States.
We did. And that's not just us saying, oh, it's the first integrated school in the United States. It was the first free integrated school in the United States per the U.S. Congress.
Okay. Well, I tell you what. I know we got some more things to cover. But I know this bus tour, well, I got signed up for the last one, so I'm excited about that. But I know this next one you have coming on, is it, you say it was April 3rd? Oh, or 3rd? April
From 3rd? From 12:30 to 3:30. The cost is $30 per person. Like I said, leave from the Jersey County Historical Society and return there at the end of the tour.
Okay. And they can, what's the, is there a phone?
If they are
interested. Or do they have to go straight to the Historical Society?
They can call the Historical Society. The number is 618-498-3514.
Yes, but they have to pay in advance.
They do have to pay in advance, yes.
And where do they pay at?
They can either mail us a check to 601 North State Street, or they can just drop it off to Lois in the Genealogy Center. She's there Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 4.
Let's touch on that, because I don't think a lot of the general public around here realize how extensive our Historical Society program is around the Cheney Mansion. So especially the genealogy department. Tell us about that.
Well, the genealogy department is staffed by Lois Locke, who is from Calhoun, lived a large part of her life in Jersey County. This woman, if you come in, chances are she's going to know your grandparents, your aunts or uncles. I mean, it's amazing how many people she knows.
But how old is Lois?
She might hurt me if I say that.
Well,
she's in her 90s.
I know. That's what's great. She comes there to work, and she's the sweetest woman and knows everything. And she's sharp, in her 90s, and she's working.
Yeah, sharp as a tack.
Yes.
Sharp as a tack. But the fabulous thing about our genealogy center is our surname files. We have over 1,500 surnames in our collection.
Surnames.
So a Lorton, a McGlasson, a Breitweiser, you know, these are, so you will have there will be a file in a cabinet that will include anything from photos. It could be family histories that someone has submitted. School records, it could be a marriage certificate, a land record from the 1800s, but by far the biggest collection is newspaper articles, some of them dating back to the 1800s. So you can see not only the major things like births, deaths, engagements, marriages, that type of thing, but you can also see, well, good golly, Grandpa got kicked by a cow and broke his leg when he was 10 years old. I mean, you find some of the most fascinating things in those files.
I don't know if people realize how big this set of files is.
It is huge. It is huge.
I mean, it goes all the way across the room. I mean, and it's a big room.
Right. And so in addition to those family, and that center is open every Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 4 a.m. You come in. We do not charge you for Lois's help. She will pull a file. You can look through it. I guarantee you, you'll go down 10 dozen rabbit holes while you're there, you know, just, oh, I had no clue I was related to this person, or, oh, that's how I'm related to so-and-so. The only thing we charge for copies, just to recoup our cost. But that center also has all of the census records from Jersey County, the federal census records, the state census records. There's funeral records in there, cemetery records, marriage, all kinds of information. I mean, it is just a fabulous place to spend some time and do some research in your family if you're interested in that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. I know I've been there before and just kind of get lost in it. Mm. You know, you just keep going and go, like you say, rabbit holes, you just keep going and
Lois
going.
Lois will keep you on track, though.
Yeah.
She'll say, you worry about your direct line. Don't go off on those tangents. You worry about your direct line.
Another cool thing that they have on the walls in there is you can take any address up and down State Street, right? And you can go back and go the history of that building, what businesses were in that building. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty cool.
It is very cool. Yes.
Yes. So what else you got going?
Oh.
Tell us some of the things you got going with this Historical Society.
Well, our annual meeting is March 17th at 1 p.m. and that is held in the museum. This is our big meeting every year to elect our new officers. We'll announce the winner of the $1,000 Cheney Mansion Scholarship. John Williams, Professor John Williams of Principia, will be our guest speaker this year. So we hope everybody will come out and join us again at 1 o'clock.
Do you have to be a member?
No, open to the public. Come for the meeting. Hear John talk. If you've never heard John Williams talk, he's absolutely fascinating.
I know he's fascinating.
He is very interesting. And we'll feed you cookies and punch afterwards. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Got to like that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a Sunday or is it Saturday?
It is a Sunday.
Okay.
It's a Sunday
Great.
Afternoon. Yes. Tomorrow we are actually hosting our second tea of the month.
When was your first tea?
Our first tea was the 17th of February. The second one is going to be the March 24th. So this is something that I've been wanting to do for a while. And if people are interested, I sure hope they will call. It is Tea in the Parlor of the Cheney House. So the fanciest room of the house. And I just thought this would be a beautiful place for tea. So you come in and you're going to get scones and finger sandwiches and tarts. All the food is provided by Carla Murphy and Espresso Yourself.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely fabulous. You can wear your hat and gloves if you want to. It's gone over very well. So if people are interested in this, please call and let us know, and we will be sure to schedule more teas in the future.
How many people do you handle for the tea?
12 at a time. So it's very small, intimate. We give a tour of the house for anybody who has never been through the house and wants to go through it. That is part of the fee is $35. So that includes all of your food and the tour.
Last winter, Christmas time, I believe, you had a breakfast in the parlor.
Yes.
I think. And we attended, Brenda and I attended that, and that was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. We used to do quite a few meals at the Historical Society in the Cheney House in the dining room. And we got away from that because, unfortunately, we lost our caterer. It was Marie Callow, a wonderful woman who passed away. And so we've really been kind of up in the air. And so I recently talked to Andy Prynne, and he said, we would love to do this for you. So, again, if you're interested, if you have a social group, a fraternal group, whoever who wants to, just a group of friends who would like to enjoy lunch in the Cheney House. Again, you just call us and
you can set it up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, for those that maybe just tuned in, we got the local spotlight show going on, and we're talking with Beth McGlasson from the Jersey County Historical Society. And Beth is going to tell us some more things because there's so many things there that nobody knows about, and they don't realize it. They think it's just all about the Apple Festival that you have in October.
Right, or the Cheney House. They
or the
think
Cheney
that,
House.
Yeah, and it's like, no. So we've really been trying to come up with some ideas that will showcase some of the other buildings we have. So in April, we are partnering with the Prairie Union Quilt Guild, and we are going to host a quilt exhibit throughout April. So every Saturday from 2 to 4, in the Union Forest Church, we are going to showcase the quilts of different women every week. So it's not going to be the same quilts all 4 weeks. It's going to be different quilts every week. And you can come.
Are these new quilts or old quilts?
Both.
Both.
It will be a combination. There will be some that are historic, some that are newer. So you can come, like I said, anytime. Reservations aren't required. You just pop in anytime between 2 and 4. The entry fee is going to be a donation of your choice.
Okay. Come on, tell me, what else you got? I know you got some more stuff.
We do. In June, we are going to have a one-room school reunion at the Lone Star School. So you don't have to have attended a one-room school, although you'll be amazed at how many people out there have.
Been to a one-room school?
Yeah. Attended.
And one-room schools are coming back.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there's some... one-room schools out there. Oh. Where people are doing one-room schools, covering from like first grade to eighth grade, all in one room.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The other thing kind of related to that is several years ago, we published a book called Pigtails and Lunch Pails, and it was the history of the one-room schools in Jersey County. There were 72 of them. Which is amazing.
That is amazing.
Yeah. So this is a 350-page book full of photographs, has the lists of teachers for every school, lists of students, photographs of the schools, photographs of the kids, and then memories of people who attended these schools. And some of those memories are absolutely amazing. But we sold out of that book. So we're having it reprinted, and we should have it available in about a month.
Can you tell me what era was the one-room schools, or when did they start going out?
Well, the very first one in Jersey County dates back to the 1830s.
The first one?
Yes, and the last one was St. Mary's, and it closed in 59, I believe.
1959,
yes.
Was the last one-room school in Jersey County.
That it was that recent?
I was 1 year old then.
I was just amazed when I was like, seriously, there was a one-room school still operating that way? But yeah, there were several still operating in the 50s. So that's why I said, lots of people out there that have attended one. So like I said, you don't have to be one of those students to attend the reunion. Everyone is welcome to come, and it will just share stories.
Okay. Well, you got anything else for us?
Like, that's not enough.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
That's a lot.
We are in the very early stages of partnering with the Jersey County, our Jerseyville Public Library, on a project to encourage oral history of Jersey County. And so what we're going to be doing is we're going to be offering a workshop where people can come in and learn how to sit down with your family members and interview them just on a cell phone. Nothing fancy, no special equipment needed. But it's really to encourage you to capture that oral history of your family, because we've all said, oh, I'm going to talk to Dad, or I'm going to talk to Grandpa, I'm going to talk to Uncle so-and-so. And, you know, you never get around to it.
Well, I'm just going to say something right now, okay? Something that we plan on doing here, and we've been trying to work out the kinks in it. We plan on offering that service here at the studio, and we're going to call it Life Story.
Oh, that's fabulous. And
we're going to do a professional interview, edit it, and because, as I remember, you know, when I was a kid growing up, the stories that my grandparents told me, both my grandfathers, my mom's side and my dad's side, were orphans, and they grew up, you know, one was in the country, one was in the city, and in the country, he went from farm to farm to farm to farm until he was old enough to be on his own, mm-hmm. and then the city, he was in an orphanage, and actually, my grandpa got stolen out of the orphanage by an aunt, and...
Oh. But, a good stealing.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, pretty good enough got him out of the orphanage. Well, but you know, those stories, I can remember them and share them, you know, but to have it documented, to hand down to the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren, to me, that's something that's really special.
And I'm as guilty of this as anybody else. My dad's 98. He can remember going to Alton when there are more horses on the street than cars.
Sure.
You know, that's amazing. That is amazing. And it's like, okay, this is going to be my incentive. I've heard these stories a million times, but I've never written them down. And I need to write them down and capture them. So, like I said, very early stages of that, but that's coming as well.
Okay. Anything else? Or we covered everything.
Oh, I could talk for hours. I just want to reiterate one thing, and that is we are supported by memberships only. A lot of people believe that we get state or federal funding.
No.
We absolutely do not. We rely solely on memberships. So if you're interested in joining the Historical Society, individual memberships for a year are $15. For a family, it's $25. If you want to sponsor our quarterly newsletter, it's $60. But, you know, all of that and all of the money that comes from memberships just go into maintaining our facilities, letting us offer all of these programs. And honestly, most of the the events that we offer, the price that we charge is basically to cover our costs.
Hey, do you still do the ghost thing at the mansion?
We do. We do paranormal, a lot of paranormal events up there.
Yeah.
And people always ask me, is it haunted? And I said, you're talking to the biggest chicken in the world. Don't ask me if it's haunted. I don't want to think that that place is haunted. But we do have a lot of paranormal groups from all over the country that come because it is supposed to be very, very active.
I was visiting with some people that came down from Chicago to experience this paranormal. It's been the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. We've had a group from Canada come down before for paranormal events. It's fascinating. Like I said, I try to steer clear because I have to be in that house a lot by myself. Anyone ever books something at night, somebody has to stay behind until I shut off all the lights and lock the doors because I will not be there by myself at night.
Well, Beth, it's been fun visiting with you about this, and we're all excited about the bus tour coming up. And you said that was April 3rd?
Yes.
April 3rd. So I know I'm going on the one, your first one. So this one will be great. I'm sure you'll get it filled up. You'll probably keep having them.
Absolutely. If we fill a bus a second time and there are still people wanting to do it, we'll schedule another one. So, you know, just if you're interested, again, call us at 618-498-3514. If no one's there, leave a message. We'll get back to you when we are next in there, and we'll get that tour going.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Beth.
Thanks.
Take care.